Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. It's tough doing news. You know, you get into a slow news cycle and you're like, all right, I don't know what to talk about. And then horrible things happen. You're like, oh, I don't know. I don't even know if I want to talk about this.
Right.
But these shootings are, I don't know. It's we go through a pattern with them, right?
Yeah.
And it's just when you do this a lot and you just don't want to go through the pattern. And I know I'm speaking and the signal comes over Sandy Hook and, you know, there's a lot of people who are like, boy, that if you think talking about it is hard, try losing a 6-year-old.
Yeah, living through it.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that I don't understand that. But, you know, it's you see the story and you're shocked and you're glued to your television or mobile device and everybody's shocked. And then the TV stations come up with their logo.
Yep.
It's like, you know, we're going to it almost becomes like a reality show. Like, here's the open.
Yeah.
And then the memes. Our hearts are with. Insert whatever town here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, you're when you see the memes, you know, you're about a news cycle away from, and now everybody's fighting.
Yep.
Right? The two groups are...
Both sides are up in arms. And yada, yada.
I'm not, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that whatever side is wrong or whatever, but it's just a pattern, and it's not stopping anything. And one thing it does do is it gets these two groups more money to advance their cause, but it doesn't really end what's happening here.
No.
And I think one of the things we could talk about that would really end it is we just have to stop making these people famous.
Yes. Agreed.
Job one.
Like, agreed.
Everyone can do this. It won't cost any money. Like, I don't care if I never see the person's face.
Right.
I don't care if I don't know their background. And I really don't want to hear a line of people saying, oh, yeah, I knew he was nuts. Like, wow, you knew he was nuts. You knew he was capable of something like this. You knew he said stuff like this. You knew he said he was worried about hurting people. And now you're saying stuff?
Yeah, right? Just as earlier, yeah.
Yeah. And I know, like, look, if you talk to anyone in mental health, they're just overwhelmed with cases and underwhelmed with funding, right?
So yeah.
So they could get these all day and, you know, they're not going to be able to stop this stuff. But I think, and we stopped doing this, I forgot when, but we decided we're just never going to mention their names again.
Yeah.
We're just never going to mention their names. You know, and you look up and, anytime they're doing the broadcast, they're showing the faces of these people. Yesterday, they had this guy was in a band, and they had, like, he's in some kind of, like, weird cross-dressing thrash metal band, and they're showing pictures of his band. I'm like, do you realize this is what anyone who's off and has problems getting along through their day looks at this and it's like, at least I'd be famous.
Yeah. Mm. You're sensationalizing the person.
You're making these people like a Charles Manson or an Osama bin Laden. You're making them legendary.
Like, yeah.
And we could start here and local media can do it and they can ask the network. It's got to stop.
Yeah.
Like, you got to stop making these people.
Don't glorify them anymore.
Famous,
yeah,
and like they accomplish, like if they're of some importance, you know,
yeah.
Like I run into people at events that have really done good things. I never see their face on TV. I never hear about them.
Right?
There's military people who come back who have saved people or have lost limbs.
Yeah, what's those stories?
You know. So that's all right. So I'll get off my little soapbox now. But we got to stop making them famous.
Good point, though.
That's it. It's just I can't open a device. I can't go on the internet without seeing this kid's face.
Yeah.
And that's part of why they do it. The other thing is, look, I'm a gun person, so I don't want to hear it. But I think not the crazy gun people, but the normal people like me who are like, hey, I like shooting guns.
Yeah. It's
you
a
know?
Hobby.
My friends like hunting. One. I don't like hunting.
Yeah.
But can we all agree that, like, if there's someone in the house which on meds or, like, has some real serious mental issues, like, I don't know. Should that house have, like...
Yeah, lock them up.
A bunch of guns.
Yeah. Put them in a safe place away from this person.
All I'm saying is... should be part of the conversation now, like, because everything that these guys talk about on each side, they yell about the same thing, and the ball doesn't move because everybody digs in, point fingers,
yep.
stomp, raise more money for our cause, but nothing gets done. Can we at least start picking off the small little issues? Like, one, okay, we're not going to make these people famous, and two, if you got someone who's crazy in your house, maybe you shouldn't have a stockade of weapons.
Yeah.
Probably a good idea.
Let's just go with those two.
Those two
first.
We'll
work out from there, okay?
Yeah,
you start at the end and work back to the beginning.
Yeah, good idea.
Just saying. I know I'm going to get emails now.
I know.
No, it's, you know, it is.
I mean, what else do we have control over? Mm. Like, where else can we start?
Mm. So anyway, we have this audio. I don't even know if we want to. Do you want to hear these girls who, like, knew that this guy was nuts? So these are two girls. They went to the same school as the killer from Dayton.
Right.
And they say, they kind of knew he was off.
He got joy out of making people scared. He did make threats often, like, just on a dime. It was like it didn't faze him.
He just left an uneasy vibe with everybody that he talked to or associated with. He wrote the shooting list, I think, on the bathroom wall, and that was found, and I think that had the names on it, and then the rape list was in a notebook. I think he should have been institutionalized from the get-go.
Well, you know, an institution's not going to just knock on your door and say,
no.
Just checking in on everybody here. Right.
We're going through the neighborhood just seeing if you're crazy or not.
Yeah.
You want to answer a couple of questions for it, please? Thank you. So
we're doing a crazy check. Anyone crazy in there?
No one's crazy here.
Right.
I'm naked, though.
Yeah. And now all these people are coming out like, oh, yeah, he was totally nuts.
And you're telling us this now because?
Right.
Where were you earlier?
That would have been helpful information earlier.
Yeah, just a little something. Next time, you know?
But I wonder when you talk to people in the mental health industry. Let's just say all these people are like, yep, he's nuts. Hey, like, crazy.
Right.
Like, he just did this, and he has a kill list and all this. Like, what do you do? So the cops go talk to him. He gets some mental evaluation. They say, here, take these meds. He goes off the meds.
And then he doesn't take you right.
Yeah.
Right.
So... all right, one more, and then we move on to some fun stuff.
Okay.
The dog, West Haven.
Yeah.
Right? So yesterday we were talking about it. They had an arrest warrant for two. They found one. Yesterday they found the other.
Okay.
Good.
So they're both arrested. They have footage. They released footage of the guy buying a gas can, buying gas on the day the dog was, you know, it very well could be that the dog died of natural causes. And they lit the dog on fire, but still, I mean, there's,
yeah.
I read an article on Facebook about how the dog was neglected in life, and somebody saw, you know, had a broken leg and was kind of hobbling along and was malnourished, and I think there was serious neglect that led up to that.
That's probably where that,
cruelty charge came from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to take a test to get a dog.
No.
Maybe you should.
Yeah.
I don't know. Seems pretty simple. Compassion.
Yeah. But I want to know, and here's, you know, this is where, like, if you're a news director of a local news place, when you get the story, the guy was arrested, can't you ask, where was he arrested? How was he arrested? How'd you find out where he was? I want to know all this stuff.
Yeah, please.
Like, these are the things. Like,
details.
Oh, you arrested him? Where was he? Was he in another state?
Right.
Was he in West Haven?
Did he turn himself in?
Was he buying gas? What was he doing?
Yeah.
Like, how'd you find out? Like, yeah. I want to know this stuff.
Little deets. Come on.
Yeah, the deets. We want to know the deets.
What's the deets?
Let's talk about the happiest and most awesome dog story from yesterday.
Okay.
A dog jumps off a six-story roof.
That's not the happy part.
Yes, I know. Look, it sounds horrible,
I'm letting
right?
folks
it's
know.
Like, oh, my God.
Part.
The right. image of that down below is horrible.
Right.
No.
No.
The dog lands safely in the front seat of a car.
Yay!
See that?
What?
That's Hollywood right there.
Like,
that's Hollywood.
Right out of a cartoon.
Yep.
Was the car driving?
No, the car wasn't driving. That'd be silly.
Well, I'm picturing like a James Bond escape.
Right. Right. A little parachute.
But here's the kicker. The dog went through the sunroof. So it wasn't a convertible.
That's a tough shot.
That's one of those, if you're a couple of inches off, you have a whole nother story.
Yeah, to the pung or punk. One yeah. of the two. And that landed gear shift, that'd be painful too.
Two-year-old French bulldog named Winston.
Winston!
Winston!
Accidentally jumped off the roof of a six-story building. He had run onto the apartment building's roof.
Oops.
Misjudged where the edge was.
Oops.
And escaped with only minor injuries. Here's Winston's owner.
And I kind of watched him reach the edge and try to slow himself down, but it was too late and he just tumbled over the edge. And it was one of the most terrifying moments that I've experienced. It was really, really scary. The 3 seconds between him going over the edge and him making impact felt like hours.
So she runs downstairs to see what happened to Winston.
He was just up sitting on the driver's seat, just kind of like heavily panting, but just looking around at everyone staring at him. And everyone was like, is this your dog? And I was like, yeah. Like I almost couldn't speak for a minute because I was in shock and awe that he was seemingly so okay.
Now, there's a ta-da moment.
I was just going to say that.
Ta-da. I mean, that dog's like, did you see what I did? Did you see what I did? I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again right now. Okay,
watch I don't it, know it. If the dog was like, did you see what I did? Or was like, the last thing I remember, I was on a roof. I don't know how I got in the, I don't remember like going down the stairs and right. getting in the car. Like, how did that happen?
Oh, I have to crap really bad right now.
Imagine being that driver. You just look over. You're like, oh, hi.
Hey, yeah. How'd you get here?
What?
Right. The dog says, step on it.
Yeah, it would have been funny if the car was actually driving down the road and right. the dog landed in the passenger seat.
Wow, it is raining cats and dogs.
Sports powered by Road Ready Used Cars.
If you've got $40 million and a desire to relocate to Massachusetts, you can be the next owner of Tom Brady's house in Brookline. It's listed on Zillow right now. 5 beds, 7 baths.
5 bedrooms.
5 beds, yep.
Right.
7 bathrooms.
Because there could be 5 beds in one room.
It's true, yes. Yeah, so.
How many toilets? What's each bathroom?
Right. Let's start with the square footage.
Right.
Is that listed?
9,716 square feet.
All right. That's a big house.
Big house. Custom built for Tom and Giselle in 2015.
AJ, do you know how many square footage feet do you have at your house?
I believe it's 1,200.
1,200.
Yeah.
Okay, 1,200. And this one's like 9,000?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's just say 10. It's 9.7.
So it's like 9 of your houses.
Right.
All right.
That sounds right.
At least. But some house, boy.
All right. So 5 bedrooms.
5 bedrooms.
That doesn't seem like a lot.
My impression, too. I thought there would be more.
Especially when it's him and what's her face.
And Giselle.
How many kids?
Like 2, right?
At least 2?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't count.
All right.
I'm not up on the Tom Brady family tree.
You know,
right, so that's
really?
3 bedrooms and then, you know, a couple of guest rooms. You'd think there'd be more. All right, go ahead.
Right.
Yep. The house custom built. We said that the Zillow listing refers to this as a one of a kind masterpiece.
Yeah.
So it's 5+
that's
acres
real estate
of land.
People speak.
Exactly. Right.
They made Tom Brady.
Yeah, it's one of a kind, meaning that they specifically had it built for them.
Right.
Is there a football field inside?
No. But it's on 5+ acres of land next to the 9th hole of a country club.
Okay. So next to a country club, that's good.
So
5 acres, not a lot.
Right.
I guess it's
39 million?
I guess it's the area. So, okay. So that's what I was going to come to at the end, but I'm glad you brought that up because they're asking 39 million or so, a little over.
I think it's 39 and a half.
The Zestimate. Because they give you like what they think the value of the house would be.
Well, they base it on square footage in that area.
Right. And then what other homes have gone for? 9,768,000.
Really?
Wow.
So they're only asking about 30 million over.
Because Tom Brady's house.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
This estimate's going to be low because he didn't build in a neighborhood of mansions, right?
Okay.
So they're you know.
It's all shacks around him, yes.
You know, it's not shacks, but they're not, you know, Tom Brady-like mansions.
Yeah,
so the square footage.
Yeah.
What else? Amenities, like big, how many garages?
It's a 3-car garage.
That's it?
Yeah, I was surprised by that. Hmm. That was honestly the biggest thing for me. 3-car garage, a stoned carport, and circular driveway that holds up to 20 vehicles.
Okay, so that's nice. You have a party. You can put all the cars in front of the house.
Right.
But the driveway around the house is all stone. It's gravel. So,
yeah.
Like, try plowing that in the winter.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, good luck with that
have
one.
You ever had a gravel driveway in the winter?
No.
No, it's a nightmare.
Hey, I can imagine.
Like you're Tom Brady. Can't pave this?
Brady.
Come on, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Use your head, guy.
Come on, man. Yeah, I guess in the last 30 days, they've even sort of dropped the price of this a little bit. It's come down.
Yeah, no, this is a real estate agent coming in and saying, hey, you're Tom Brady, you're Giselle, whatever. Let's just put it on for a crazy amount and let's see what happens.
We'll get some buzz.
And who doesn't say, that'd be cool if we actually got, let's just try it.
Right.
The problem is you could only come on the market as a new house once.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like bread. When you put bread out there, you could.
It's only fresh once.
You could ask $30 for it,
right.
But no one buys it. Then now you get the price to where it should be, and now it's stale.
Right.
So, like, do you want this to drag on? You want, like, people? So they could probably go to another house and live in the other house, and then this house is going to be shown now.
Right.
But you know what it's like being a regular person and your house is on the market? Someone calls you and it's like, hey, someone wants to come by in an hour.
Yep.
Holy crap, I got to pick up after the kids.
Gotta put a
I got laundry.
Yep.
I got to wipe everything
down. Oh,
no,
you got someone for that.
I got to put the house together.
Right.
And then now I'm going to go out.
Porn, yep.
Oh, they didn't show up.
Oh.
Thank you. Oh, this happens all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So for the Bradys, I'm sure it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
So you can put it on a high price and just let it sit there. But you really got to come on the market in reality.
It's listed, and you can look at this on Zillow, so you can look it up. But it's listed as off market. So I'm assuming that, like, you can't just be like, yeah, I'll come take a look. They're like, no, it's like by invite only, I imagine.
Oh,
yeah. I'm sure they check your finances. Like, here, you have to fill out this stack of papers
right.
Before we let you come through.
Then they pat you down when you're leaving the house, make sure you didn't steal anything.
Yeah.
What's this ring in your pocket over here?
Right.
Tribe member Ken just sent me a photo of Tom Brady's new house that is currently being built in Aminia, New York on a golf course. And he said, my brother works for a lumber company who makes deliveries to that complex. It's big.
Really?
Yeah.
That was right.
I heard he was looking in New York, in the suburbs of New York.
I don't know.
I heard Greenwich, too.
Oh, yeah.
But what does that say if he's selling a house in Massachusetts and buying a house in New York?
Uh-oh. Get ready, Jets.
He's paying high taxes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
but
you know,
I don't hear anything about this house that makes me think, like, oh, yeah, man, I would spend that money.
Gotta have it, man.
Like, that is a $40 million house.
Ooh, so there's an additional 2,400 square foot detached barn inspired guest house with a yoga studio, a full bath, sleeping loft, walls that open up for natural air circulation, provide a zen like experience.
That's cool. Okay, so yeah. $15 million now.
So there's a whole extra little part of the house. It's like
so
a compound.
So you need those things. You need those things. I'm like, oh, that's neat.
Right.
And so that's cool.
He's insane about his food. So there's a whole eat-in chef's kitchen and family room that, like, you know, you can do crazy, like, restaurant stuff, like, in this kitchen.
Nah.
Yeah.
If you can cook, yeah.
He's afraid of strawberries.
Yeah, he won't eat them.
That's right.
He won't eat peppers. Yeah. The grand stairwell leads to 5 bedrooms on the second floor. The lower level includes a recreation room, kids' playroom, full bath, wine room, gym, spa, and outdoor organic herb and vegetable garden.
I hate these people.
Is there a Belichick Award?
You know, yeah. Like, I'm going to have, I got this kind of money. I'm not having, like, an herb garden. It's like pizza oven.
Exactly. Pizza oven, yes.
Giant oven for lasagna.
Right.
Is there a lasagna garden? Because that's the garden.
Lasagna
have.
Garden.
A meatball plant.
Nice.
And they don't drink wine. A wine room, like, nobody names it a wine room. Like, right. I don't know. What's the wine room? A wine room?
Yeah. This is for when my husband has his, you know, teammates over.
That's where they go in to complain.
Yeah. Right.
That's my Giselle.
The wine room.
Yeah, it's probably all natural water.
Right.
Real.
Exactly, yeah.
It's like, this is no wine room.
No. It's aged water, yes.
All right, we need more details on this house. We'll do that in an hour.
You should click through some of the photos because I think that's where the details are going to come from.
I didn't see anything that I thought.
Yeah, no, razzle dazzle.
When you look at houses out in the Hamptons for this in this price range, you're on the water.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Hamptons. Yep. They're a helicopter ride from the biggest city in the world.
Yep, and they do.
And the houses are amazing, like beautiful lot, multi-car garage,
right.
Massive bedrooms.
Yeah.
You know,
great view, obviously.
Insane kitchens.
Yep.
This house doesn't have all that. So this real estate agent's like, yeah, we're going to find a rich guy who just wants to say they bought Tom Brady's house.
Right.
That's pretty much what they're going
That's
for.
That's what's happening.
That's exactly what's going on.
Biting kids at your mom's daycare.
That's bad, right?
Yes.
Oh, that was me.
Oh,
right. I was like somebody else.
Right. Nice. I can relate.
Mega sitting there thinking, oh, I'm not the only one.
See that?
I can't wait. And then we all look at her. It's like, oh, you're talking about
you
me.
You are.
Aren't you?
Inner thoughts, outer thoughts, yes.
Mega Harrison, Bat Soup Comedy at the State House in New Haven, September 5th. We're linked
up. It's changed to September 3rd,
Look at that.
They moved the date up.
Third now. They want her sooner.
They changed it. Yeah, they had to move it up. Couldn't wait any longer. Couldn't delay. There's also a show at Pete's Candy Store in New York.
Will you be biting children on stage?
I hope not. I hope there
candy
are no
kids,
children
yes.
there,
like
or
Sour
else
Patch.
They could be in
okay,
the bite
bring
zone.
Bring your kids, and you know, that's on you.
When you see your eyes roll back in her head, she's about to strike.
The bite zone.
In the bite zone.
In the bite zone.
I mean, I can't. What? Am I in control of it? I don't know.
I think so. Don't open your mouth around kids. How about that?
Right. But she can open it. She just can't clench
it
down.
What's the infatuation with biting
exactly.
children?
Right.
Is it how they taste?
I mean, they're young to and be fresh. Fair, I was a child when I was biting children. I have not bitten a children since I turned 18.
Not since, no.
Oh.
Eight children.
Which means she didn't do
eight
children.
I caught that.
Several children, maybe. Not a child, but several.
Okay, so you started when you were a kid. You would bite other kids.
I started when I was a kid. I would bite the other children. It wasn't like a hobby.
So this is your mom's daycare?
Yeah, my mom was running a daycare, and apparently, all right, like, now that I'm thinking about this.
You sound defensive.
Now that I'm thinking about this, I've heard this story strictly from her perspective, so I'm kind of rethinking whether or not this is true or not. But
based
she
on an eyewitness
claims,
account.
Yeah, she claims that I would bite the children, and apparently their parents didn't really like that, and they would pull them out of the daycare. I ruined her business with my chompers.
Right.
What's wrong with those parents? Like, it's just a kid biting kids.
Really, yeah. They get bit
totally
all the time.
Normal.
Right. And it was the 80s. I mean, come on.
Do you
on.
Remember biting any kids?
No. Well,
not at all.
They feed you bath salts?
No. Maybe.
You don't remember biting any kids, just your mom telling you this.
Exactly.
Like,
right.
My business failed because
happened.
Of you and your biting.
Okay, so she's
it's all
using
coming
you.
Together. Thank
so
you.
So you never,
had a
like, woke up in a pool of blood.
I never,
with a baby's arm in your hand.
Chubby little dimply elbow in
your
my mouth.
Your mom's like, where's that? You know, we started the day with 13 kids. Now we have 12.
Yeah.
And you're covered in blood.
What?
It's like, no, mom, it's paint.
No.
Yeah, there was no evidence
I made. Look what I made.
This is fake arm holding.
Yeah.
Nobody ever proved it.
All right. So, and you don't bite anyone now. You don't bite your boyfriend now. You don't go around.
I wouldn't go that far, but yeah. No.
Okay.
Well,
you're still biting?
Bitten, actually, yeah.
Still have a biting problem?
Consensual biting.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah.
I feel like this kind of confirms what your mom was saying. You have a thing about biting.
Right. When you say bite
man.
Me, she will. Yes.
Okay.
It's consensual.
Side you're on. I get it.
Yeah. If they're two adults and they're consenting.
Yeah.
Can we get your mom on the phone right now?
No.
She's
she
right
would
now.
Love it too much.
She's like, oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, she's a snitch. You have to bite her.
Man. Well, her dream business failed because...
Her dream business.
Because things that all bite.
Is there a specific place?
That was
her
biting people.
That was her career. And watch kids for a living.
Is there a specific place on the body?
A location on the child that I preferred?
Like, that's a good question.
That's a great question.
Like the
I mean,
arm,
I
the
don't
kids
know.
And the face went.
Certain
areas.
It was probably just like maybe the arms and legs. Like nothing serious.
I mean,
it wasn't like
no
a Mike Tyson thing.
Yeah, right. Tearing ears off.
What about on another consensual adult?
All right.
She said
well,
yes.
I, this is a morning show, so I don't know.
Oh, go there. Go right, there.
So, oh, so if you, yeah, you want to do Ryan's
places,
night
like
show,
the
then
ears
you...
and the just the, you know, the lips, you know, during the kissing, you really want to like get in there.
Chew on a little bit.
Yeah, chew on it. You got to make
toes.
Toes? No, I've never put a toe in my mouth, which I know, like, there are a lot of things that go in your mouth with intercourse, you guys, but
toes are not one of them.
Bad aim, you know? That's I want to see this list.
That's so
Megan Harrison's list of things that go in your mouth during intercourse.
Yeah.
Right,
right. I can compile it later in Excel document,
okay.
But like toes, it's
can
so
you
far
accompany
away.
That with a diagram, please? Right.
Unless they flip around, which case then you do it, yeah.
Why? It's the farthest away.
Now this list, is this a list of body parts or is this a list of just things?
Oh, man. Like, oh, that's a good point. Yeah. That's a great thing.
Right.
That's a great point.
Yeah,
I'll
like
have
fingers,
to consider that.
Fingers, toes.
Hot dogs.
Yeah, the right. Props, the different props.
Hamster. Right.
Exactly. Like hot dogs.
Right.
And hamsters.
Hamster. Right. Tobacco. You know, the usual stuff.
Oh, man.
The stuff you bite. Romaine
lettuce. What does your mom do now?
She's retired, but she was a nurse for years and years.
She had to take care of all the kids you were biting.
Yeah. Yeah, she really learned.
It was just one patient.
On the job,
just one patient.
How to right. Take care of those people. How right. To take care of those.
She specialized
flesh
in bite marks.
The yeah. Biting ward. Yes.
We got a human bite victim. We don't know what to do.
Triage.
I got it.
Right here. AJ does this every year, and it's just awesome.
It's great. I mean, you feel really good about yourself, and it's a great way to spend the day.
And AJ said they beat the snot out of you. And
no,
I'm like, they beat the snot out of
they
you.
They feed the snot out of you.
I'm like, oh, that's better.
Yeah, feed the snot out of you.
I didn't hear you because Neil Young was blaring in the studio. I'm like,
true.
Why would you do this every year if they beat the snot out of you?
Well, usually they pay for that, but yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so it's the Dream Cruise.
The Dream Cruise on Saturday.
Right.
Dream Ride on Sunday.
Right. Yep.
And both for the Special Olympics.
Joe Carlone, former captain of tactical operations for the Department of Corrections. This sounds like a badass job.
Yes.
He's on there.
It was an experience.
Yeah, that's a pudding. I bet you have a couple movies you could write.
Some of the stories I would tell you would never believe. It's better than a Disney adventure.
See, there you go. Thanks for tying it in.
Well, thank you for what you did for us working for the Department of Corrections.
Well, thank you, guys. I mean, AJ knows. He's been doing the Dream Cruise for several years. I've been volunteering for Special Olympics for over 35 years. Law enforcement is the largest fundraiser for Special Olympics. The weekend of the 23rd, it's just, we said it as a joke, but it's better than Disney because everything's going on there. Our athletes are there during the Dream Cruise. Our athletes ride in all types of cars, and they get to enjoy something. And if you ever want to see the joy and happiness, spend a few seconds with our athletes, and they'll show you the good in this world.
Yeah.
I mean, it's $30. You get to go on a nice cruise. You see all these cars, and then you come back and eat. And when AJ tells you, you eat so much.
Yes.
It's incredible.
There's everything, like ribs, you name it. It's like a big, big buffet.
The Farmington Club puts on an extravaganza. The Calvinese family, beyond gracious to us. And this is all based on the Hometown Foundation, and they started this several years ago. Last year, it was pouring on Saturday. When I'm telling you pouring, it was coming down a bucket. We still ended up getting 400 cars.
Yep.
We have 300 athletes participating, and these are athletes from around the world. We have athletes that are coming from Australia to this event.
I love that because I know how finicky people, rightfully so, can be with these cars.
Yeah.
And when it's raining buckets, and they're like, I'm not going to disappoint these kids.
Yeah.
That is heartwarming.
There was actually a Hellcat Challenger from Australia there last year. I have a picture of my car behind it. It was the same color, and it said Australia on it.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, and the athletes are great. I had Heather last year. Heather excelled in, like, basketball, swimming, and a few other sports. I had her and her mother in the car, and we had a great time.
I'm correct, you had Heather Campbell in it.
Yep.
I've known Heather a long time, and I'm telling you, you could have a bad day. Meet Heather 2 seconds, and your day's just phenomenal.
Just smiling, she's awesome.
You got to thank these sponsorships. Papa's Dodge, you know, years before would give cars to people so they could drive them and stuff. There's so many people that are behind it. But again, I say this: it's not about the sponsors. It's not about anything but the athletes, and they make your day so whole. and joyous. I mean, and Chad, you're kidding about Disney. This weekend is better than Disney, and it's the greatest adventure. And, you know, I got you guys late about inviting you, but please put it on your schedule for next year, because no matter what happens, it gets bigger and better. We have over 300 athletes coming that are going to be in cars. So, yep.
AJ, are you doing it this year?
I'll be there for my ninth year, yeah.
Ninth year,
yes.
Wow.
Yep.
And don't worry, AJ, we're going to put you in the front this year.
Okay, cool. You always say that.
Oh, why?
No, listen to me. AJ, listen to me. If I don't put you in front, right, I'll get you new tires for your car.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Phil, save this soundbite.
Yeah, really.
AJ will be out
in front. Save that soundbite. Don't worry. Listen to me. The worst thing that their people are going to do is yell at me. I'm okay with that.
Right, you're used to that.
I'm okay with that.
You're used to that, yeah.
I'm used to that.
So you said the 23rd. So does this start on Friday?
Friday. They actually have motorcycle ride coming from Florida all the way up here. We're staying at the Marriott in Farmington. Then they go back to the Polo Grounds and the Farmington Club, have a big reception Friday. And then Saturday at 1 o'clock, the registration starts for the Dream Cruise. We leave right at 4 o'clock. And then afterwards, when they're coming back in, there's a red carpet where they drop off the athletes.
Yep.
It's a red carpet. AJ, am I lying? It's a
no,
red carpet.
Yeah, Heather totally vamped on the red carpet, man. She was having a good time.
Yeah, that's sweet. It's Hollywood.
Yeah, I mean, this paparazzi is phones, the people, cameras and everything, they really do it up.
The Bizzuto family has been gracious to us for many years, and it is an event that goes on all weekend. Sundays, the motorcycle ride. And it's just something that's phenomenal to see and phenomenal to be part of. 35 years. I've always said this, and Chaz, you brought up, I was, you know, worked at the Department of Corrections 25 years. It's the yin and the yang. I've always been in that bad atmosphere, spend my time with my athletes, and it just makes it, okay, the world is good.
Yeah, it melts.
The world is great.
It melts all the bad stuff.
Yeah, it definitely melts all the bad stuff.
What can people, so do you need any more drivers or?
We're always looking for drivers. They could go to dreamride.org. They could sign up. If you want to come out and have a good time, you don't need to have a car. You don't need to have a motorcycle. You could come to the event and just walk around. There's rides. There's a food tent where you pay $10, you get a bag, and you walk around and get all these samples of these food people. There's last year I rescued a dog. They have dog rescues there. I rescued our dog last year from there.
Yep. It's everything, man.
There's everything. Everything that you could think of is there.
Yeah, I made a mistake one year going to the food pass area, and I filled up on the food, and we had the actual food. I'm like, I am so freaking stuffed right now, because I was eating like burgers and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, now they're having dinner. I'm like, oh crap, I'm full. I still stuffed it down anyway. I rolled out of there.
Yeah, the dinner is just phenomenal. Rhonda from the Farmington Club and the Calvinese family put on. There's nothing. I mean, and there's thousands and thousands of people, guys. And you're never waiting for anything. It's amazing what they do.
Yeah. Live band also on stage.
All right. So we go to dreamride.org for more info. And do you suggest people buy tickets if they want to attend in advance, or can you show up?
They could buy them in advance. You get a QR code. You show up to the registration area. We strongly recommend that you do that because it makes the registration process quicker.
Gotcha.
And if you wanted take an athlete with you for the ride. There's like a background thing that you have to do, and you could do it there. Right online, get it done. You show up, your QR code, boom, good to go through. We park you. You walk around for a while, and at 4 o'clock, wheels up, baby.
Exactly.
And you don't even have to cruise. You could just go there and eat if you want.
Right.
Go there, eat. Go see there's canine demonstrations from law enforcement. There's fire trucks going to be there. There's all kinds of Lamborghinis, Ferraris.
Oh, yeah, McLaren, stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah,
it's pretty sick.
Everything there, you walk around, you're just amazement. Amazement.
It's sick.
It really is. It's a good time. It really is.
I want to say you've done a mediocre job selling this.
Ooh.
Mediocre. Wait, what am I gonna do?
No, we've had a lot of people on talking about this. You've done the best job.
Yeah, man.
So no disrespect to anyone who's been on before.
Guys, it's a passion. It's a passion. It's a love. It's a love for our athletes. And I can't strongly. It takes up my whole weekend.
Right. And last year
I'm
they
going
had
from 6 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at 10 o'clock at night. And I get the energy from our athletes.
See, there you go.
We're linked up at dreamride.org. If you need any more information, go to WPLR.com or just go right to dreamride.org.
You'll be hooked.
It's happening the weekend of the 24th and 25th Dream Ride Dream Cruise, all for Special Olympics. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
See you then.
You too, brother. Oh, what a great job. So I was being sarcastic, and then you hear he said, what do you mean?
Mediocre.
What do you mean I did? I feel like if he was in studio, I would be in great danger.
Former corrections officer.
That's why we called him.
Really uncomfortable position.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I meant the I was being like kidding.
Like, joking. Yeah.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut. On the mighty 99.1 PLR.